Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How to avoid hard increase on your credit report. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to avoid hard inquiries on your credit reports. So a lot of people go out and they start applying for home loans, credit cards, vehicles, anything that you can run your credit for. A lot of people lower their credit scores because they have too many hard inquiries on their credit reports. So I'm going to tell you guys about 6 easy steps you can follow to avoid putting too many hard inquiries on your credit report, or avoiding hard inquiries in general. So when it comes to applying for credit or applying to borrow money, number one, ask yourself why. Why do you need to buy this home? Why do you need to buy this vehicle? Why do you need to apply for this credit card? If you can answer that, then you can move on to step number two. So when you ask yourself why you need to borrow money, this is the main reason why you're filling out this credit application. This is going to determine if you even need to apply for this credit application. Number two, check your credit scores. If your credit scores aren't over 720 or 700, 9 times out of 10, you may have some type of complications getting approved for whatever you're trying to apply for. It can be a mortgage loan, a vehicle, or a credit card. Usually if your credit scores are below a 700, 9 times out of 10, you have something negative or multiple things that are negative that are reporting to your credit reports. So if you check your credit scores in step number two here and they are below a 700, reach out to us at sturgiscreditrepair.com and allow us to review your credit report and tell you what's negative on there and give you the best advice on how to get that removed or how to take care and build your credit scores. Number three, have available funds. If you're trying to buy a vehicle and you go out and run your credit, you may need a down payment if your credit scores aren't the best, or depending on your situation, you may need to put a little money down to get approved for that vehicle. So you want to have available funds. If you're buying a home and you're trying to apply for a mortgage, have available funds. 9 times out of 10, you're going to need a down payment. So you don't want to run your credit unless you are prepared to cover a down payment. So have available funds ready. Number 4, budget / debt to income ratio. So you want to budget yourself. Before you go out and apply for this vehicle, or before you go out and apply for this home loan, you want to be sure it fits in your budget. You have enough money saved up every month to where you can afford to have a car note, or you can afford to have a mortgage payment every month. If you don't have extra money after your expenses every month, you do not need to run your credit. This is going to keep you from adding hard inquiries or pointless hard inquiries to your credit report. So debt to income ratio, you want to be sure that your bills, such as your car payment, your mortgage loan, your monthly credit card payments, is under 40% of your gross income. So if you have a $400 car note and a $800 mortgage, and let's say credit card payment, minimum payments are $25. If you leave a balance on there, they will add in the minimum payment of your credit cards. A lot of people forget about their credit cards added into their monthly expenses if they don't pay them off in full, but that's for a separate video. So you want to take your car payment, your mortgage payment, whatever you're paying on monthly, and divide that into your gross monthly income before taxes. Banks look at debt to income ratio being under 40%. So if your debt to income ratio is over 40%, then you need to figure out something. You need to pay off some loans. You need to get rid of some debt before you go out and apply for credit and put useless hard inquiries on your credit report. Number 5, is it smart? So you want to be sure before you even go to a dealership, or before you even go to a mortgage company or apply for a credit card, you need to ask yourself, is this something smart that I'm doing? Do I really need this new car loan? Am I going to keep this throughout the entire length of the car loan? Can I pay it off early? For a home, do I need a house right now? Should I keep renting and saving money until I can afford to put more down and the mortgage payment is less per month? Am I going to stay here for 30 years or 15 years? Will this home be easy for me to resell if I plan to get out the loan early? So you need to ask yourself, is this smart? Even for a credit card, if you go to apply for a credit card, ask yourself, is it smart? If I max out this credit card, can I afford to pay it off in full every month to where I'm not being charged interest by the banks? So number 5 is asking yourself, is it smart? I think that is one of the most important steps here out of all 6 steps. Number 6, this can be a little confusing. So number 6 is looking to see if it is a hard inquiry or a soft inquiry. 99% of the time, there is no such thing as a soft inquiry. A lot of your mortgage lenders or car dealership salespeople will tell you, oh, well, come on in and apply for this car loan, or let me get you pre-qualified for this mortgage. It will not affect your credit scores. We don't pull your credit that's going to put a hard inquiry on your credit report. 9 times out of 10, it's someone new who's telling you that. And as soon as that hard inquiry goes in your credit score, they're like, oh, well, it's not going to hurt you. Or if you put too many hard inquiries on your credit score, it's only going to count as one as long as it was within 30 days. So something like that, don't fall for it. However, when it comes to credit cards, a lot of credit card companies, especially Capital One, they have a pre-qualification credit card, estimator. So pretty much you put in all of your information. I think all you need is the last 4 of your social. So you don't even need your full social. And it's going to estimate which credit card you're going to be approved for. That is before you fill out the actual credit card application. If you go to our website, sturgiscreditrepair.com, and click our credit building products page, you're going to find a secure credit card and multiple credit building loan accounts on our credit building products page that will not put a hard inquiry on your credit reports. So outside of that, there is no such thing as a soft inquiry, because when you go to apply for something, it will put a hard inquiry on your credit report. So before you apply for something, you need to ask yourself, do I have too many hard inquiries already? Will all of these hard inquiries affect me from trying to buy a home in 6 months, or trying to apply for a credit card whenever I know I may need it after I move in 6 months? So you want to be sure you pay attention to people saying, oh, it's just a soft inquiry, or it's just a soft hit, it's not going to affect your credit score, because it will. So if you follow all six of these steps here, 9 times out of 10, you're going to eliminate putting useless hard inquiries on your credit reports, and you will be approved for whatever you're trying to apply for. For whatever reason that you're not approved, that do not mean go to the next place and repeat all of this stuff. You need to stop what you're doing and focus on saving money or building or repairing your credit scores. So if you went through all six of these steps for a vehicle, mortgage loan, or credit card, and you're declined, which means your credit scores weren't good enough, you didn't have enough money for the down payment, whatever the case may be, you may have too many hard inquiries, you need to stop what you're doing and kind of reevaluate yourself and just start all over, you know, a few months from now. So fix your credit, save your income, budget out your income. So pretty much figure out how much you can afford per month. Do all of those things before you start applying for new applications. So a lot of people get denied at one car dealership. They go next door to the next car dealership, apply again. They get denied there. Then they go to the next dealership down the road. It's just so on and so on. One person may go to a mortgage company, get denied, then they're going to look online, go to the next mortgage loan officer's company, go there, get denied, and they put all these hard inquiries on their credit report and go anywhere. A lot of people apply for credit cards. They get denied for this one, get denied for the next one, get denied for the next one, and it's the same results every time. Your credit scores are too low. You don't have enough funds in your bank account, or you don't have enough credit history. You have too many inquiries within 6 months. So you're going to get told the same exact thing every single time. If you follow these steps, you get denied and you just keep doing it over and over and over. Eventually, you have to change one of these things in order to get approved, or all of these things in order to get approved. So I hope this video helped you guys on how to eliminate putting useless hard inquiries on your credit report. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.